Welcome back into Inside High School Sports here on ESPN Chattanooga 95.3. We're rocking and rolling through this Thursday show before we get to the holidays. And yours truly, I will not be in next week for the show. I will be away, so I think it'll be Wells and Nick will be handling things. But let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Right now, we're getting an opportunity to talk to a man who was recently just named the United Soccer Coaches National Private Girls Coach of the Year following his team's 16-1-1 overall finish that included a 3-0 shutout of Harpeth Hall in the Division II AA State Championship game late in October at CHI Memorial Stadium. And with that championship, he has captured his 5th state championship between the girls and the boys in the last 10 years since he's been with the Baylor Red Raiders. Joining us now is the head soccer coach of the boys and the girls team. Curtis Blair is here with us. Nice enough to grace us with his presence today on the show. Coach, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Happy to have you. And first and foremost, congratulations on that incredible honor and to be named the United Soccer Coaches National Private Girls Coach of the Year. Now, tell me a little bit about what that award says about your program, says about you, mean to you, all of that. Tell me what it encompasses in your eyes.
I think when looking back, that award is a Baylor award. It's not a Curtis Blair award. It's a Baylor award that, talks about our coaching staff, talks about our players, talks about our administration. You know, I'm just the one that's blessed enough that they put the name on the award, but really it takes a whole village to have a program like that we do, and it takes a lot of people with lots of energy and time commitment to be able to be successful as we have this past season. And there's a lot of people that put a lot of time and energy behind the scenes that don't get enough credit for what we accomplished, and one of those is our girls. Our girls were awesome this year. They were above and beyond exemplified of what we want of our Baylor soccer players. You know, they were competitive. They were making sure that they were building relationships. That was our big thing this year, is continue to build the relationships that we've had in the past. And the girls loved each other, and they were, they just loved spending time with each other. So the award is great. It is unbelievable that Baylor gets to be a part of this. And I'm really excited for our program. I'm really excited for our school to be able to have this. This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with all of our like I said, all the people that put time and energy into this program.
I know you sort of delved into it a little bit there in that last answer, but reflect back on this past season with your girls team. This is your second state title as the girls coach. What sort of sets this team apart from other teams that you've had in the past that you've coached, things like that? I know you mentioned sort of diving into continuing to cultivate relationships amongst each other and build that culture up a little bit, but again, what sort of sets this group apart from everybody else or any other team that you've coached?
It was the relationships was a huge part of it, but this group was very competitive. Our training sessions, and this is no disrespectful to any other team, sometimes our training sessions were more competitive than some of our games, and that's just because of the depth we had. We had 33 girls at the varsity level this year, so every time that you showed up, you had to be competitive. Like, you had to come and earn your spot, and that was one of the things that our girls did a good job of showing up every day, working hard, but also realizing the person across from them they love, they enjoy, they want to spend time with. And then to sit back, and I've told some of our girls, especially our seniors, I'm not sure they realize what they've actually accomplished. I mean, we had 7 goals scored against us all year long. 3 of those were against Bearden, and who was the number one team in the nation, and that was 0-0 at half. So basically, we gave up 4 goals all year long.
Wow.
We gave up 1 goal all year long to any team that was in our classification. Through the state tournament, we never gave up a goal. Region tournament, we never gave up a goal. As you can tell, we're big on, defending win championships. And I think when you look back, really giving up 7 goals all year, that to me is something that they're never going to sit back and realize, man, that is something that's going to be extremely hard. And when you take away the 3 goals from Beard, now you're talking about 4 goals all year long. And that's something really, really special. I think that they're going to look back someday and realize, man, this was just a special group.
We're hanging out with Curtis Blair here, the Baylor soccer coach, here with us on Inside High School Sports. As I've alluded to a couple of times, you've won 5 state titles overall in your time at Baylor over the last 10 years, 3 with the boys, now 2 with the girls in that 10-year span. What can you attribute to that level of success that you've been able to have? What makes this program between the boys and the girls as successful as it's been under your tutelage and leadership?
There's 2 things that I think you have to have. You have to have good players. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty obvious. You have to have good players, but you have to have players that are coachable. You have to have players that are going to buy into what you're asking them to do. And here at Baylor, I feel like that's what we've got. Our admissions group does a great job of finding the right players and the right student athletes that are coachable, that are high character kids. Our kids are really, really good on the field and off the field and in the classroom. And I think that's the one thing that when you're trying to build a program or keep it going from what it was, is those are things that we look at. Is you got to look at the character of a kid. Then you got to look, are they coachable? And then they've got to be good. At the end of the day, they got to be a good player. And I think that's one of the things that sort of sets us apart, is we connect all 3 of those.
Hanging with Curtis Blair, hanging out here with us on Inside High School Sports. All right, so what's the process look like for you sort of cultivating and creating a culture, you know, in your eyes within both of these programs? I know you spoke earlier about the relationships that we're building and things like that. How do you go about continuing to build those relationships amongst the team and the players and the coaches and things like that? Is there anything that you feel like you do specifically that helps that?
Well, I think for the girls, it's a little bit easier because, the prior coach, Jimmy Weekly here, you know, he would take the girls off to camp, and we continued that tradition. When I took over for the girls, that's the first thing I ask our alum is, like, what's the one thing I don't need to get rid of? What's the one thing we need to keep is the most important? And they're like, camp. So before school gets started, for the past 2 years, we've taken the girls, we take them up to Swanee, we've taken up their cell phones, we give their cell phones back to them about in an hour in the evening. So they're just spending time with each other. And it's not, you know, that mandatory fun. It's that they're playing Monopoly. We're doing team building opportunities. We're out training. We're hanging out in the dining hall together. I mean, it's just those little things that when you spend time with each other, you're going to continue to build those relationships. And they just enjoy being with each other. And I think that's the one thing that, you know, when you start looking at trying to build a team, you've got to find the right pieces, and you got to find the right kids that are willing to sacrifice a little bit of their individual goals and mm-hmm. some of those to realize, man, you know, there's something special that's going on here, and a lot of these kids have bought into that, and it's been special to see.
Let's talk a little bit about the boys' team now coming up in the spring. Y'all finished 17-4 overall last year, 7-1 in the district, and you lost to the eventual state champions, Montgomery Bell Academy. Have y'all already started practicing? Kind of what does that schedule look like? And tell us a little bit about this upcoming year's team.
Yeah, so we had 10 seniors last year. 9 of them went on to go play college soccer. So
wow.
A lot of people are looking like we're rebuilding. But we have a lot of guys that have been training hard, that have been out there doing the things that they need to be doing to prepare for the season. The past 3 years that we've been in the state tournament, they've all come to penalty kicks. So we feel like that every year we're right there. Mm. Luckily 2 years ago, we were on the good side of that. Last year we were not. But the guys are out, they're working hard, they're playing club soccer, they're doing training on their own. And then we started doing a little pre-soccer where they just play pickup. But they're coachable. They're already starting to build those relationships. We've got a good senior class that wants to leave their mark just like every other senior class. And they're starting to show those leadership qualities of getting the guys out, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and preparing for, February when our season starts. So we're excited about it. I'm really excited about it. The girls had such a special season, and I think it's time for us to put that down and get ready for the boys. And I think the boys are ready for it as well. So,
visiting with Curtis Blair here on Inside High School Sports on ESPN Chattanooga. All right, so you coach both teams. Do you ever find that you get a break at any point other than maybe the summer?
If you ask my wife, there is no break. This is one full cycle of soccer, because once the boys finish, then the girls are starting lifting with our sports performance coach, Bryce Johnson, who does an amazing job. So really they start all the way through the summer. And the one thing, my belief is I'm going to ask our players to be there, then I need to be there. And our coaching staff, which is really pretty cool, is our whole coaching staff is there all through the summer as well, as he's going through this 3 times a day when they're lifting, they're doing speed and agility training, acceleration, deceleration, all those good things. We're all there trying to build those relationships. So through the summer, were there. We're getting to know some of the new girls. We're getting to know some of the returning girls we haven't seen for a while. And that just starts the whole cycle. So once you start in the summer, it goes all the way to the end of May, and then we start again. So there's this time right now is a little bit of a break during Christmas and the holiday season, try to, you know, step back and spend time with the family. And my family, man, they sacrifice so much, as any coaches would say. Man, you just have to have, you know, a rock sound foundation in terms of family that supports what you do. And they've been great to see, and they've been very supportive of everything that we've wanted to accomplish here. So, you know, my wife does a great job with our kids and raising them. And so I a lot of it has to contribute to what she does at the household, because this is, you know, that's her domain, and I'm here to support her in every way that we can. So
what's your favorite aspect of coaching both of these teams, you know, between the boys and the girls? What's your favorite thing about that?
I like the part that you get to deal with so many different personalities and so many different relationships. You know, now is I've gotten older, and, you know, winning's very important, and everyone's going to tell you the winning's important here at Baylor. But I think the other thing is just the start building a relationship with the kids, whether it's the girls or the boys. I really enjoy both of them. I enjoy the game of both. I think both groups are very competitive, and I get to deal with some great kids. Like, at the end of the day, you know, when you go out to the training field, you're dealing with some great kids, whether it's the females or the males. So I feel like I'm very blessed that God's provided me this opportunity to do what I love. And, you know, not a lot of people get to do that. They wake up and they go to a job that they're not really in love with, or they don't really enjoy it. I get to do that, and I get to build a relationship with young kids, and I think that's awesome.
All right, my last one for you, Coach, would be, you know, I wanted to ask if there was a younger coach, you know, standing in front of you and or listening right now, that wanted to kind of be where you're at, what advice would you give them to be where you're at, achieve the level of success that you've achieved in your career?
My advice would be, soak it all in. Get as much information as you can, but also realize that there are stages. You know, there's a process that you need to go through, and that's not just the winning and losing and playing and training, but it's also of how to become a coach, how to have communication with players, how to have communication with parents. It's something that I think sometimes we forget about. You know, it's not easy just to continue, because is this day and time where it becomes so social media that you have to figure out how to relate to the kids now. And I think one of the things that I would suggest is just continue to soak it all in and learn as much as you can from older coaches, you know, that have been there, that have gone through. I feel like I could go back and name, you know, 15 coaches that I sat and I watched and observed and see how they did things, whether it was a training session, whether it's how they related to the players, on or off the field, and just little tidbits that I could pick up from them. So I think every coach will tell you, you know, we're all thieves. We all steal from each other. But we all steal the good things. You know, we always try to go, oh, yeah, that person's doing that. That's something I would love to do. And that person did that. And that's something that, you know, I want to bring into my program. So if I was telling any advice, I'd say, listen, make sure that you continue to observe, ask questions, and find some mentors that you really, really trust, that you feel like, man, this is the person or coach that I want to be like.
Curtis Blair, again, our guest, the Baylor soccer coach for both the boys and the girls. Again, he's got 5 state championships between both of those teams in the last 10 years, and he was recently named the United Soccer Coaches National Private Girls Coach of the Year. Coach, thank you so much for spending some time with us. It's always good to get a chance to talk to you, get a chance to know a little bit more about your teams, your program, your mindset, all of that. I take it all in. I soak it all in myself, and I love getting a chance to listen to you talk about how passionate you are. I can feel it through the phone line and in our conversation as well. So I appreciate you being so honest and open about everything. And then, of course, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Merry Christmas to everyone, and a happy new year.